Ruth and I took a 3-week belated honeymoon during the summer of 1972. One of our stops on the Southern Swing was Biloxi, Mississippi. The two biggest memories of that stop were the cockroaches that Ruth discovered in her motel room when she switched on the bathroom light, and the beautiful plantation-style mansions that lined the Gulf Coast between Biloxi and Gulfport. Our next visit took place on January 1, 1997, and our third in the summer of 2004. The mansions were just as beautiful each time we visited. We've returned to Biloxi since then, but each of those visits has been post-Katrina and post-beautiful plantation mansions. Katrina took them. We recently traveled to Biloxi with our great friends, Jim and Diane. The first morning of our trip, a woman walked up to our breakfast table and asked, "Do you remember me?" I did. I looked into her eyes and replied, "Stacy." That's where I first look when people ask if I remember them. People change as they age. Some get fatter, turn gray hair, develop wrinkles. That's my trifecta. But most eyes remain the same. So it's always eyes first for me. Stacy was a bus driver for me when I was superintendent in Britton Macon. I haven't seen her in more than a dozen years. I have stories about Stacy that I could share, but her only real request of me was to be remembered. I do. I was having lunch a few months ago in a favorite restaurant when a lady came up to my table and said, "Bob, it's Gracia. Remember me?" I remembered. I remember her son, John, too. When I was elementary school principal in Addison, John and I were tight. John and I had a conversation or two almost every day. Gracia and I spoke briefly of our many talks during John's elementary school career. She shared and we celebrated the fact that John is a long-distance truck driver and doing very well. After she left the table, I reminded Ruth that Gracia and her husband, Dick, left a bottle of Jim Beam in a brown paper bag on my desk for 4 continuous years. It came on the final day of school with a note that said, "You earned this. Thank you, Gracia, Dick, and John." Ruth and I have our mail forwarded to Florida each winter. About 10 days prior to my return to Michigan, I have the post office hold my mail, so I have minimal interruption with the bill-paying process. When I arrive in Michigan, I go to the post office to pick up the mountain they've collected on my behalf. Last April, a man and his wife joined me in the post office lobby when I picked up the mail. He said, "Mr. Tebow, do you remember me?" "Yes, Scott, I remember you." His tattoos threw me off, but I remembered his eyes. Scott was one of my elementary school students. He's 43 or 44 now. When Scott was 12, he's a member of the Tigers baseball team. Not the Detroit Tigers, but the Tigers that I coached in the Little League program. He and another 11 boys made up the roster of one of the baddest, and when I say bad, I mean good, group of young hombres to ever grace the baseball fields of Addison, Michigan. We beat everyone and were Addison Little League champions. To hear Scott tell a tale to his wife, we could have been world champions. He wasn't the best player on our team, but I expect he may remember better than most. He was proud of that accomplishment and wished to share it with someone he loved, even if it occurred over 30 years prior. One of my moments of pride occurred during the last 6 months of being superintendent of Britton Macon. My last 6 months and David's first 6 months of becoming superintendent in Michigan Center overlap. We were the only father-son duo in the state. One day, the two of us were walking together in a local home supply store when a voice from the rear yelled out, "Hey, Mr. Tebow!" We both turned around, and I quickly ran through my storehouse of eyes so I could determine the identity of this young person. The boy walked up to David and asked, "What are you doing here, Mr. Tebow?" "Shopping with my dad," is the simple reply. David and my roles were reversing in the public eye. That was the moment that David stopped being my son, and I became his dad. Whether your name is Stacy, Gracia, Scott, Bob, or even Biloxi, we all want to be remembered. For most of us, being remembered means that we've had a purpose, that while we were here, we've made a difference. We want someone to remember and share our story. And if we're still around to take part in the sharing, that makes every shared moment even better. My friend Jim died in August of 2018, and Ruth's been gone since September. They were both a part of the Biloxi trip mentioned in the beginning of this 2018 tale. When I first posted the entry, Jim told me his favorite lines were, "For most of us, being remembered means that we have had purpose, that while we were here, we've made a difference." I've always believed that you never know what you might do or say that will make a difference in someone's life. That's one of the reasons I write this blog. My original purpose was to write stories for my grandchildren. While that's still my most important goal, some of my readers tell me they've learned a thing or two while reading my posts. Thanks for letting me know.